Okay. So the Shmuz is on Megillas Esther, get everybody in the mood. Okay. This Shmuz, I have to start off with a story. It was about 15, 20 years ago. We took a 10th grade, I was teaching 10th grade, and we were going on a New York trip, very similar to the one where Schlissel's about to leave, take part in, very similar. I remember we went to Rav Palm, Rav Dov Feinstein, Rosh Shiva. So I saw Ray Grumblatt was on the list, Ray Harris. So we went to meet the Rosh Shiva. So I had done a lot of planning in advance, and I worked out, I had my own kesher with the Rebbetzin Lo Shalom. I worked out that the Rosh Shiva is going to speak to all the boys when they come. I think there were 23 or 24 10th graders when they go, and the Rosh Shiva is going to speak to them. I did it, in advance. The Rebbetzin was all excited. The boys from Miami are coming. And then like 2 days before, I got a call from Rabbi Shlomo Yonason Harris. He said, the greatest Chil Hashem is about to take place, and not that you intended for it, but it's be your fault. Oh my gosh, what did I do? What did I do this time? He says, I've been trying to get the Rosh Shiva to speak to the boys in the high school for like 5 years. And the Rosh Shiva wants to speak. And I go to him every week, and he says, this week's not a good week, next week. This is going on for a few years. And I just found out that your boys are coming from Miami and the Rosh Shiva is speaking to you. It's going to be a mutiny. The guy's going to be so upset. So if I could ask, he'll speak to everyone together, Miami and the Queens High School together. So of course that's not what I wanted, but I really couldn't say no. So I said, oh yeah, it sounds like it'd be a great idea. So we went to the current building, and we were the Rosh Shiva spoke to everyone. He said over, I think the Rebbe Harris put him up to it in terms of the drinking. Rosh Shiva should speak to them about drinking, as if the Rosh Shiva says it, they're going to listen more. Probably just the opposite. Rosh Shiva says it very lightly. So he quoted Nesivos, which I wasn't able to find. Thank to Yitzhak Hoffman, tried to help me find it, but I couldn't find it. And he said he quoted Nesivos. Sipa says, we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai. And Adlo Yoda ben Arur Haman, Le Baruch Mordechai. So he said like this, Arur Haman, the fact that we're cursing Haman is good. We're cursing Russia. Baruch Mordechai, your blessing, Mordechai, is good. You're blessing a tzaddik. So, what's the difference? Cursing a Russia is good, and blessing a tzaddik is good. So, which one's better? I don't know. It's a good call. So, a person has to drink. Ad lo yad, he doesn't know the difference between the cursing of a Russia and the blessing of a tzaddik. So Rosh Shiva asked, how much do you have to drink to not know the difference? He thinks only a half a cup of grape juice. As Rosh Shiva said. There's more to that Nesivos that I would like to quote when I find it. So we'll find it by tomorrow. Try it. Okay, let's just do this Medrash. The Medrash says, and the Medrash goes through many different reasons for the name Achashverosh. They're acronyms for different beautiful averis that Achashverosh did. If you go back to the beginning, Hishker Pneim Shel Yisrael, he blackened the faces of Klal Yisrael. Hichish Roshan Shal Yisrael B'tzomatainis. He weakened the heads of Klal Yisrael by making them fast. Shehishka Osa and Rosh V'lana. He gave them wormwood to drink. Bikesh Lekaka Beitzashan Shal Yisrael. He destroyed the root of Klal Yisrael. Some say it was a form of the words of Nebuchadnezzar because it was some relation to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. Medrash says, difference between him and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the base of Migdash and Achashverosh was Mevatel, the base of Migdash. Okay. They're all not too pleasant. Does it make a difference if he's Achashverosh, the acronym is a Russia because of Avera X or Avera Y? It doesn't make no difference. Achashverosh is a Russia. They say, Dover Acher, Achashverosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, that he killed his wife because his friend told him to kill his wife. You know, it's very, shows tremendous loyalty. If your best friend tells you to kill your wife, so, okay, if you really want me to, I'll kill her. But it worked the other way also. Then his wife told him to kill. His wife told him to kill Haman. Esther was his wife then, and she said, kill Haman, so he killed Haman. Okay, it's a very action-packed medrash. Then we start. Rav Nechemya Omar. Rav Nechemya says, Achashverosh shebitel meleches beis hamikdash. Why was he Achashverosh? Because he made the work in the beis hamikdash stop. Hu Achashverosh shegozer alav shibana. It's the same Achashverosh who decreed that it should be rebuilt. Frakting mar v'hu gozer. Did he establish it? She built. V'alo korish gozer k'tiksiv b'shnas chad lo korish malka. Wasn't not korish. Bosa shos, the whole debate. What did Achashverosh, what was the executive order to build it or stop it? So Bosa shos, Niklasu kol san kalan shalo etzlo. They went into where all the classified documents are in his garage to find out what it said. So all his sancta lilin shalo etzlo, I'm sorry, I think I told someone the wrong shot. All his ministers came before him. Amar lo avicha gozer alav shlo yibana, va'at gozer alav sheyibana. They told, at that moment, it was Dayavesh who was reigning. And they told him, your father said that it should not be rebuilt. How could you say it should be built? V'chiyesh melech mevatel gzeres melech? Can the king nullify another king's executive order? It wasn't a democracy. See, nowadays, you have, you know, one president says one thing, the next one gets in office, he you know, nullifies it. They, in those days, they couldn't do that. One king cannot nullify what the previous king did. So if Achashverosh was mevatel the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so Dayavesh, who was Achashverosh's son from Achashverosh and Esther, he has no right to nullify that. V'yesh melech mevatel gzeres melech, amalehem hivio li kinosin hanetokin. So bring me copies of the, you know, documents. Hivio lo, they brought him the documents. Tiksiv v'shtekach bach masa bibirasa. As it says in Ezra, they brought him some kind of pouch with the documents. Maksiv be, what did it say? It said in the documents, ka'an simu te'em levatala. You should issue a halt to the base of Migdash. So they had Dayavesh screwed to the wall. You can't build the base of Migdash. Here you see that your father said to halt the base of Migdash. You see why he was king. He says, Amar lehem umiksiv la'olam? Does it say you should halt it forever? That's a good lawyer. Does it say forever? It doesn't say forever. Luksiv ela admini tam yitram. It says until I decree that it should be done. But it doesn't say that you should never build it. It said you should stop it and don't do a thing until I personally tell you to, which, okay, it didn't say forever. Who's here is going to get up and tell me that if my father would be here right now, he would say for sure, don't build it? I dare anyone to get up and say that. Therefore, Achashverosh is put together and classified together with the Nevi'im. Haduksiv v'save yudaya banayim aslichin, that the older Jews, they built the Beis Hamikdash and they were successful. And the end of the pasuk, they write, you know, by Hashem helped them build it by the decree of Koresh and Ayavesh and Achashverosh. It's just remarkable. So let's see the Chedushi Haradal. I'm not sure he adds anything, but just to see it. Upirish. Afal Pishach Shasha Kosav Levatel, even Achashverosh said to him, Vatel. B'chol Zos, Ibnei Shalo Bita Legamri. Because Achashverosh didn't say the word forever, he was Mevatel it, but he could have said the word forever. And he didn't say the word forever. Rak Kosav Admini Yitchem, Tom, till I tell you to. Ubazet, by not writing the word forever, Nosan Mokam Acherkach, Livnol Ladayavesh, Lomar, he gave a little window, a little room for his son, Dayavesh, to say, Ilu Hoya Abba Kayam, if my father would be alive, now Hayabona Oso. Therefore, he'd be here, he would build it. Lachain, therefore, Hello, Love Akosav. The Torah writes about him, ki ilu gam hu tzivu levnoso, as if he himself commanded for it to be built, v'kololo in Nevi'im, and he's grouped together with the great Nevi'im. Bosai. I don't even have, I have to go further, I should sit down. The shmuz, oh my gosh. First they tell you a choice of seven juicy rishis. Did he kill Klal Yisrael from the root, from the this? He killed his wife, he killed his best friend. Because everything possible wrong. And he hated the Jews. And we know, you know, Miuzev, Achashverosh said, Miuzev Ezehu. Who's this person? Who's this Rasha? Achashverosh said. And the Gemara says that Esther started to point at Achashverosh. What do you mean? She was about to point at Achashverosh. You're the Russia. Even though that would have been, that's a separate choice, even though that would have been a disaster for the plan. But Achashverosh was the Russia. And Amalek came, the Gemara says, and pushed her hand away to point it to Haman. But Achashverosh was the Russia. He was in charge of the whole thing. He was the head of this Holocaust. And when you have to write the archives, and you have to classify, what is Achashverosh going to get credit for building the second bias? Because he didn't use the word la'olam. He didn't say forever. This is just so remarkable. First of all, I don't know which tzia to go first. And let's say he didn't say the word la'olam. I guess I'll do that one first. I don't, less people are going to argue on that one. Let's say he didn't say the word la'olam. This guy was not exactly the friend of the Jews. He was not trying to, he was trying to kill the Jews. He wasn't trying to build their base on Migdash. And it's likely to say he Bedafka didn't want to build. He was using that as a figure of speech. So don't you, no one touch it unless you hear from me myself. But kids caught leaving the campus in the high school for the 100th time, maybe there are some people here who could vouch for this, and you hear the menahal say to you, if I ever catch you leaving, unless you have a written document from me myself, then you're in trouble, and you come back and say, well, you didn't say forever. You think that's what Achashverosh meant? That's not what Achashverosh meant. He just meant no one better touch it. And Achashverosh, because he didn't say that word Le'olam, he's written together with the Nevi'im. He gets credit. It's a schus. If not for Achashverosh, the Beis Hamikdash would not have been built. So he gets the schus. It's just so mind-boggling that Kodesh Baruch gives him that schus. I was just thinking, just from a, you know, we're so hard on ourselves. If we don't have, you know, proper kavana in Shmona Esrei, we're so hard on ourselves. I messed up. I'm nobody. I couldn't even have kavana when I wanted to have kavana. Didn't have kavana. And look, Achashverosh didn't have kavana. That's a pretty good schus that you're responsible for building the Beis Hamikdash. I wish I had such a schus. Achashverosh. I wish I would have Achashverosh's schus. That he built the Beis Hamikdash. We are so hard on ourselves for the things we don't do perfectly. And here, he did everything perfectly wrong, except for maybe an iota, maybe a mamashu. He didn't, you know, nail the last nail in the coffin all the way, left the drop. Somebody was able to start taking the nail out, and that he gets credit for building the Beis Hamikdash. But also, you know, Achim and Versen, we're in for a very pleasant surprise, because we're learning Beis Medrash, we're learning and we're steiging, and we don't steig perfectly, we kick ourselves and we harden ourselves. We're in a very pleasant surprise. If Achashverosh is getting, you know, put together the Nevi'im, we're going to be Mamash sitting in the Kisei HaKovod. We're not as big as Achashverosh. If Achashverosh is getting this kind of credit, it's going to be Mamash Givaldik, and Gan Eden will be. If he's there, I'm there. That's what we have to tell ourselves. So I guess this is a musa to us. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is medakti the kurasaira, schusim, not just the averis, but schusim also. And Bez Hashem, if we have to remember this, we harva on this, that any possible schus that we do is credited, even the ones that are not done with 100%. And not done so perfectly, but nevertheless, it's a schus that rolls out of bed and goes to minyan. But the guy next to him says, "Okay, if he got up, I get up." That's a schus. It's a tremendous schus. You misora the whole yeshiva to come. Whatever we do, it's such a ripple effect. And Achashverosh gets credited. Bez Hashem, we should get credited also, and should try and keep in mind that to not let the, you know, the Sutton get to us and say that we're not accomplishing.
What is the source of it being written in the Nevi'im?